Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to protect nearly a third of California's land and coastal waters in his latest effort to fight climate change that he has blamed for recent record-breaking wildfires. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Killeen at the local desk. He directed state agencies to pursue actions that will use the state's lands and waters to absorb climate-warming carbon from the atmosphere. California's unemployment backlog shrinks to 1.3 million. California's embattled unemployment benefits agency said Wednesday it has cleared about 246,000 of its more than 1.6 million backlog claims following a two-week reset where it stopped taking new applications so it could improve its technology. A member of California Governor Gavin Newsom's office staff tested positive for COVID-19 and contact tracing has begun. His office says the staff member has not interacted with Newsom or with staff who routinely interact with the governor. Up next, Peter Killeen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A jury found 58-year-old Mark Allendeer of Humboldt Hill guilty of multiple sexual assaults involving children 10 years old or younger. The case arose in January 2018. A 14-year-old told her high school teacher her stepfather had molested her as a child, then her sister came forward. Earlier this week, 59-year-old David Mangin of Fortuna, driving a Dodge Ram flatbed tow truck on State Route 36, the vehicle left the side of the roadway and collided with a tree, Mangin suffering major injuries, impairment not considered a factor. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.